Yes. Don't stop them now. PWHL Minnesota, one win away from a Walter Cup championship. Ken Klee, longtime NHLer, is the head coach of PWHL Minnesota, joining us now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Ken, thanks for joining us. This is a treat for me. I remember watching you play for the Washington Capitals back in the 90s. I grew up a Ranger fan, so naturally we were against you, but still nice to have you on the show. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you guys having me. Thanks. Yeah, I had actually had my one and only penalty shot was in MSG against the Rangers. So.
Oh, God. Did you score?
Unfortunately, Mike Richter shut me down. So.
Oh, well.
He was pretty good, though.
One of the greatest of all time. Hey, let's talk about your squad this year. So much fun to watch. I want to start with the postseason because this team was facing elimination. And you bounce back, and now you're on a roll here. What happened? What switched? What changed to just put this team on the run that they're on now with a chance to win a championship tonight?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's hard to really put, my finger on it. I thought during that last little bit there where we dropped a few games that we ended up losing in the last, 2 seconds to go in a game. We lost a game with under a minute to go in a game. So we weren't playing as bad as our record showed, but we just weren't getting rewarded. So I think, it's just really a testament to the ladies for, sticking with it. We knew that once we could kind of break through and get that first win under our belt again, that hopefully we could catch fire because, we did have a really good regular season. It just, after that long month off, we just didn't seem to get our feet back under us to be able to get back in the win column. So, but it's really just a testament to the players, sticking with it. It's tough. When you're losing, it gets harder. And, just like when you're winning, things are feeling good. And you obviously want to keep that going.
Ken, how about the XL Center? Has that been just unbelievable to you? I know all your history and everything with men's and women's sports and hockey, but some of these record-breaking numbers, 13,000 people going to the X, I mean, this is phenomenal. Has it been really, really fun for you as a coach to be there underneath and hearing all of those fans?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we're certainly lucky that we're, one of the only teams that gets to have an NHL rink as our home arena. And then the support we've gotten here in Minnesota has just been absolutely awesome. We've had a lot of 10,000 nights. We had the opening night of 13. When you get a crowd like that, and I know a lot of, we have probably, I think, 8 or 9 Minnesota girls, so they've been to Wild games. They've seen the excitement in the building before. So I think it's just, for them, it's just really a special thing. I remember saying after the first game, like, how many of you have played played in front of 13,000 fans before? And, of course, none of them had their hands up. So I'm like, well, you have now, and you did well, and you flourished. So I'm certainly happy for that.
Ken Klee, head coach of the PWHL Minnesota franchise, joining us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. I will be there tonight. I'm super excited. My daughter and I are going to come to the game, hopefully watch you win a championship this evening. I'm sure our eyes will be on Taylor Heisey, as most people's are, because she is such a fantastic player. She has dealt with so much this season, just the pressure of being the number one overall pick, the injury. What have you seen from her that makes her such a great player? And then even in this postseason when the lights are brightest, she's just come to play and been such a great player for you.
Yeah, well, I think it's really a testament to her. I mean, it was when you don't know, you don't know. So coming into this year, I think, she knew she was a good player. She had played in some big Canada-U.S. games, but not very many. And then you go to play in a pro league where every night the other team is just as good as you are. Yeah. And now you have to figure out a way to continue to get better. So, for me, it's really just been that for her. Like you said, she's had her ups and downs during the year. She's had injuries. She's, her season started in August for doing, USA things. And then obviously they had the draft where she was number one. And, it is a lot of pressure. She is still a kid. So, as a first-year pro, I'm just so happy for her that it's, things are finally, fitting into place for her. She's playing her best hockey. She's having fun doing it, which is, that makes it all, that's what it's all about at the end of the day. She's being successful and really enjoying doing it.
Ken, are you looking forward once the season's over after you guys win this whole thing? Because I expect that you will. Are you looking forward to going to Costa Rica?
Yeah, I've got it. I already have it booked. June 22nd, I'll be there. So, yeah. So, but no, we're, it's obviously, it's been a whirlwind, right? It all happened super fast, and but you know, it's certainly been a blessing. It's been an honor to be a part of it. You know, be a part of a new league that's been run, you know, obviously the Walter family and Stan Cassidy and Billie Jean King have done an awesome job of promoting as well as marketing and you know, just treating the players the right way. So it's certainly been an honor to be a part of it this year.
So hopefully PWHL Minnesota wins the championship tonight. What is the team going to be called next year, Ken? Because I know that there's it's super secret, but can you give us just an inkling that's about what way it might be going?
Yeah, I wish I had a clue, to be honest with you. So it'll be interesting. That's definitely above my pay grade. I know that. So I'm more worried about power plays and penalty kills than team names. So
that's probably a good thing. That's a good thing.
Yep,
Ken, good luck tonight. Thank you for giving us some time this morning, and bring home that Walter Cup, okay?
You bet. Great, guys. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Ken, thanks, Ken.
Head coach, PWHL Minnesota. Great to have him on. Looking forward to that. I believe it's a 5 o'clock start tonight at Xcel Energy Center. I will be there. I cannot wait to watch this team close up because it should be fun.